It's still obvious a marathon was held here in Boston, and more obvious that something went terribly wrong. 4 hours into the Boston Marathon, one bomb exploded at the finish line, and another just 13 seconds later. Police and National Guard troops now protect a wide area around the crime scene. The city's police commissioner says investigators are sifting through the debris. Authorities have said the bombs were hidden in pressure cookers, inside nylon duffel bags. They contained materials like gun pellets and ball bearings, but they're not saying much more.
We are in the process of securing and processing the most complex crime scene that we've dealt with in the history of our department.
The event shattered the city's 117th running of the oldest annual marathon in the world.
It's just the best the city has to offer. The spring's kind of in bloom, so weather's turning the corner too, so it's just a phenomenal tradition. The marathon takes goes through seven different towns, so it's really not just Boston, but it's kind of the greater Boston area.
Marathon runners walked around today, easily identifiable, in their blue and yellow jackets. Some gazed at the finish line area for the first time, because police had stopped the race after the blast. One street over, some signs of the marathon are going away, shelved for another year. But some scars will stay. Heather Buda and Lisa Mara live three blocks from the finish line.
It hits too close to home where you almost, going to bed last night, I like double bolted the door just because you don't feel safe in an area that I've never not felt safe in.
So how does a tough old city like Boston heal? By not changing a thing. That's what Matt Thomas says. It's his fourth Boston Marathon and won't be his last.
That's what terrorists try to do, and it's our duty as citizens and free people to not let them prevail. You know, we have our freedoms, and we're not going to let something change that.
President Obama says the American people refuse to be terrorized. That thought was echoed by many runners here who say they'll return to compete next year in defiance of the attacks. In Boston, Massachusetts, Carolyn Presutti, VOA News.